tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to Quick Charge. It is January 14th, 2026, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. It's a big day in the world of Tesla because now you are all subscribers to full self-driving. That is, if you're willing to pay $99 a month. That is right. Tesla is going to stop selling full self-driving, moving it to a subscription-only basis. And that is a big, big move. For years, the main way to get access to Tesla's full self-driving promise was to pay a large upfront fee, ranging from $5,000 in the earliest days to a high of $15,000 in 2022. The narrative was simple. Buy it now because the price is only going to go up as the software gets better and eventually enables your car to be a robo-taxi worth hundreds of thousands of revenue dollars. Now that era is over. Tesla started slashing prices in 2023, and they never went back up. In a post on Twitter today, Musk announced the change. Tesla will stop selling FSD after February 14th. FSD will only be available as a monthly subscription thereafter. The move is significant because it detaches Tesla from its promise of delivering unsupervised self-driving to vehicles with FSD, since every new FSD customer would only be subscribing for the month rather than buying the promise that their vehicle would eventually be unsupervised self-driving. This move comes after the roller coaster few years for FSD pricing that directly contradicted Musk's claims. The CEO famously said that Tesla would keep increasing the price of FSD as the system became more capable. Quote, the FSD price will continue to rise as the software gets closer to full self-driving capability with regulatory approval, Musk said in 2020. He even went as far as saying that buying a Tesla with FSD was an investment in the future and that the cars were, quote, appreciating assets. That seemed to stick to the plan for a while, raising the price to $10,000, then $12,000, and finally $15,000. But in 2023, as reality set in, Tesla's delivery numbers came under pressure, and the FSD take rate, the percentage of buyers who opted for the software, reportedly plummeted. Tesla reversed course. In April 2024, Tesla slashed the price of FSD from $12,000 to $8,000. Around the same time, they cut the subscription price in half from $199 to $99 a month. At $99 a month, the math for buying FSD upfront barely made sense anymore. It would take nearly 7 years of subscribing to break even. It would only make sense if you believed Musk's promise that it would become autonomous without the need to supervision, something Musk said would happen every year for each of the last 7 years, and still seems a long, long way from happening. And now Tesla is simply removing the choice altogether. In other Tesla news, Tesla is giving a $200 million stock option to a rare non-Elon critical executive. Tesla has granted Tom Zhu, its senior vice president of automotive and one of the most critical executives at the company, a massive new stock option package covering $226 million worth of shares. You can see the official SEC filing there. That is 520,021 shares. That is really interesting stuff. But if you don't know who he is, Tom Zhu has long been considered the guy who actually gets things done at Tesla, where he has worked for more than a decade. He famously led the construction and ramp up of Gigafactory Shanghai, which quickly became Tesla's most productive factory. He has been partly responsible for Tesla's success in China, and in early 2023, Electrek exclusively reported on Zhu's meteoric rise when he was brought over to the U.S. to oversee North American sales and the struggling ramp-up of Gigafactory Texas. For a while, he was effectively Elon's number two, managing global automotive operations while Musk was distracted with Twitter. There were reports in 2024 that Zhu might return to China as Musk, quote, isolated himself at the top, but his day-to-day role at Tesla is not exactly clear today. One thing that is clear, he is one of only two critical executives at Tesla not named Elon Musk. Now, getting away from Elon and Tesla and all of that stuff, we're going to talk about something a little more life-affirming, I think. Can you even tell that this slick two-wheeler is an electric bike? This is a great story by Micah Toll about the new Ridley eNoah. Looks like a triathlon bike. It's very, very aerodynamic. And of course, kind of does a really good job of hiding the fact that it's an e-bike. The bike takes Ridley's aero race DNA and blends it with the compact TQHPR40 drive unit, which was billed as the world's lightest and most efficient e-bike motor when it was released last year. The concoction aims to extend range and flatten climbs without sacrificing the feel of a proper road bike. Whether an electric assist belongs on a Sunday group ride is still a spicy debate for cycling purists, but Ridley clearly did everything it could to make the motor disappear into the experience. And these days, all but the saltiest of riders have begun to accept that e-bikes, even in the fitness space, can help riders better match their more capable or experienced riding buddies, which ultimately adds to the fun instead of detracting from it. The TQHPR40 is quickly becoming the drive of choice for high-end, ultra-lightweight e-bike makers, thanks to its ability to disappear into the bike, leaving designers with more ability to retain the acoustic version's lines and avoid screaming, "I'm an e-bike." Now, visually, it would be hard for most people to even spot that the nose is an e-bike. At least at first glance, the 292 watt-hour battery is tucked into the down tube so cleanly you'd be forgiven for mistaking the e-Noah for a standard Noah at a glance. That slim battery profile helps preserve the aero shapes Ridley is known for, and the entire system remains impressively light. The motor weighs just 1.2 kilograms and delivers 200 watts and 40 newton meters of torque, while the battery adds about 1.42 kilograms on its own. All in, the e-Noah tips the scales at around 24 pounds, which is svelte for an e-road bike. My Hemiway weighs like 90 pounds, so like this is crazy that they got it that light. Controls are equally discreet. There is no screen cluttering the bars or top tube. Instead, small LED indicators are hidden in the bar ends, which controls tucked under the bar tape. Geometry is a touch more relaxed than the Noah Fast, with a slightly slacker head and seat tube angles and a longer overall fit, making it more approachable for longer rides. The smallest XXS size is notably absent. However, the e-Noah is available through Ridley dealers and the brand's online configurator. Pricing starts at roughly $9,500 for a Shimano 105 D12 build, where an Altegra DI2 version climbs to roughly $12,250. It's not cheap, but no one gets into the high-end road bikes as an affordable hobby. And frankly, I don't know, the last high-end bike I bought like 15 years ago was more than both of those. So hey, that inflation you've been reading about, apparently not coming to the world of cycling. In other fun news, transformers get real. Kubota brings an electric tractor concept to CES. They are calling this thing the Transformer. It is super cool. In addition to the ability to be fitted with a wide range of implements, from plows and buckets to brush hogs and articulated robot arms, Kubota's new Transformer is being billed as a concept, versatile platform that can adjust its wheelbase and its track, its length, its width, and its height, enabling one machine to do the work of many other machines and go places where other machines simply cannot go. Quote, "Big challenges don't need big machines. They need smarter solutions that make life easier." That's according to Todd Stuckey, general manager of Agri Solutions at Kubota Japan and president of Kubota North America. Quote, "Our go-to-market solutions are the culmination of our customer-driven innovation cycle, where the goal is not simply to automate what you've always done, but rethink how work can be done more intuitively and effectively." You can get a look at the Transformer there with a nice little plow bucket. And more importantly, this is what ChatGPT said it would look like as a G1 transformer. So, hey, let's all focus on that. Obviously, the best part of this story. Now, finally, we want to keep talking about stuff that's orange, stuff that's fun, stuff that's exciting. Genesis, after scoring a huge win by outselling Infiniti in North America for the very first time, is launching its first electric sports car to celebrate. It is the 650 horsepower GV60 Magma. That Magma brand is now something that they're going to promote against AMG for Mercedes-Benz or M Division for BMW. It is really, really cool. The setup delivers a combined 609 horsepower and 740 newton meters of torque through its all-wheel drive platform. When boost mode is engaged, it unlocks the vehicle's full potential up to 650 horsepower and 790 newton meters of torque for a full 15 seconds, more than enough for this vehicle to cross the quarter mile at an absolutely screaming pace. Genesis said the Magma is the most powerful electrical vehicle yet from the maker, hitting 0 to 100 in 10.9 seconds at a top speed of 164 miles an hour. That is positively moving. That'll be crossing the quarter mile line at well over 130 for a stock car that you can drive quietly through the neighborhood and get through a drive-through without any kind of drama or vibration or noise complaints. That is wild how far we have come. Now, if you want to see how far we go even further into the future, be sure to like and subscribe to get the latest and greatest news from the world of electric vehicles here on Quick Charge by Electrek. And see you tomorrow.